we read two psalms last evening, and this morning again we read two psalms. We'll read Psalm 60 and Psalm 108. Psalm 60 and Psalm 108. The introduction of the Psalm 60 tells us that it's in the context of war. And David here prays and testifies, O God, Thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. Oh, turn Thyself to us again. You have made the earth to tremble. You have broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shakes. You have showed Your people hard things. You have made us to drink the wine of astonishment. You have given a banner to them that fear Thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. As Your beloved may be delivered, save with Your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet or measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and thou, O God, who didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. And then we go to Psalm 108. Again, a psalm of David, where he says, O God, my heart is fixed or established. I will sing and give praise even with my glory, with my tongue. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise You, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto You among the nations. For Your mercy is great above the heavens, and Your truth reaches unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Your glory above all the earth. That Your beloved may be delivered, save with Your right hand, and answer me. God has spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out or measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not Thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not Thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Our sermon this morning will be on the last verse of Psalm 60 and Psalm 108, where we read, Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Through God, we shall do valiantly. These words, found both in Psalm 60 and Psalm 108, are the theme and thrust of this New Year's Day sermon. It's an optimistic gospel testimony in a realistic fallen world setting. Simply, what we will consider this service is the meaning of this testimony, the message of this testimony, and the mission with this testimony. Through God, we shall do valiantly. For the meaning of this gospel testimony, it is clear that depending on God and looking to Him and His word and will in all our needs and ways, we will not be disappointed. When the psalmist says, through God we shall do valiantly, what he is telling us is that living in humble reliance and steadfast dependency upon God in all our responsibilities and relationships and roles and challenges in life, the Lord will help us. Jehovah God, as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners and the supplier of his people, he will not put us to shame when our refuge is in him. When the psalmist David says in both psalms, through God we shall do valiantly, he means with valiantly, we shall do victoriously. We shall do triumphantly. Literally, we shall do mightily. We shall do wonderfully. The way to have, dear congregation, a happy new year is to look to God and to trust him and to obey him in all our ways. For as we read also in Psalm 146, verse 5, happy is he or she that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. The way to go from strength to strength and glory to glory and victory to victory is by ever seeking and serving the Lord, the one triune God as revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his gospel word. Living so in the Christian faith and Christian way doesn't mean, no, let's be sure not to be mistaken about this, it doesn't mean having no conflicts or no troubles and struggles and hardships and trials and sorrows in life. Psalm 60 very much reflects. David is saying this in the context of lots of sorrows, lots of struggles, lots of challenges, lots of battles. But it means having an anchor that helps us and that keeps us on track, whatever happens in our lives. A foundation that holds us strong and stable and steadfast, regardless what we may meet with in life, whatever the challenges may be. Who of us knows what 2016 will bring? What battles we may face personally? Maybe as families, maybe as congregation, maybe as nation, maybe as world. We don't know the challenges that are coming. But if we have God as our refuge and strength, we need not fear. This is the gospel testimony of David, the psalmist, not once but twice in the Psalms, the two Psalms before us. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies, David says. In the light of the New Testament, the fulfillment of all gospel promises in the Old Testament, we know Jesus Christ, he's the captain of our salvation. He's the forerunner and the trailblazer who has gone before us, making a highway to glory for all his people who trust and follow him. And as I read this week, from another, he, our Savior God, quote, has marked the trail of life in marks of red. Indeed, we know, blood red, to make our pathway to glory clear and sure beyond all question. You know how sometimes you travel trails and there's little white marks on the trees. Well, think of red marks through life. Through Jesus. Yes, even when going through the valley of the shadow of death, through God we shall do valiantly. Yes, says Paul, even the last enemy shall be destroyed. That enemy death, for Christ has abolished death through his saving work on sinners' behalf. Well, you get the message, you get the meaning then, don't you, of this gospel testimony. Through God we shall do valiantly. It means a true and everlasting success and victory in life with all that happens to us, with all that we may meet with, the good things and the not so good things. Victory comes in ever following the Lord, listening to him, loving him, leaning on his word, and seeking to live for him, leaving all our cares and concerns and sins and struggles, our tears and our trials, time and again, with him. With the Lord, as fully revealed in the New Testament, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and made known to us in Christ and his word, you and I may find that God is almighty for us. And he is full of tender mercies and loving kindnesses for us. And he's the God who keeps truth forever for us and never forsakes the works of his hands. This is what David learned by God's grace and what he, by the Holy Spirit, was given to write and tell about and to bear testimony of in all ages. Through God, we shall do valiantly. Now, the aim of this New Year's Day sermon is to just drive this home to us. And so I want now to give some evidence of this meaning of our text by looking with you at a couple of examples in the Bible itself that prove this very point. And I could elaborate on the context of Psalm 60, which tells about the story of the battle, especially against the Edomites, but I'm not going to give that context now in this sermon, but I want to bring you to close to the end of David's life, where we are given a little summary of something that happens just before the end of his battles in life. And I'm thinking here of what we read in 2 Samuel 21, where we will learn also about this so-called case 24 person. 2 Samuel 21, if you go there with me, if you look there in the text, we could pick it up at verse 15, but I'm just going to tell you about what happens between verse 15 and 20. In verse 15 and following of 2 Samuel 21, we are told about some giants that came against David when he was older. He was an older man. And these are relatives of Goliath, we're told. One giant's name is Ishbibenob. And he's killed by one of David's men. And it was pretty scary because David was almost killed by that giant. But David's men took care of that giant. But they said David could no longer fight because he was too important of a person. And he was getting older. And then the next giant is the giant Saph. He was killed by another one of David's men. And then there's another giant who's apparently a brother of Goliath, giant Lami. We know his name from the parallel passage in 1 Chronicles 20, verse 5. He too is killed by one of David's men. And then there's this case 24, picking up at verse 20 of 1 Samuel 21, or 2 Samuel 21. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. So we're not given his name, so I'm giving you a name for him, case 24. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea, the brother of David, slew him. These four, Ishbenob, Saph, Lami, and case 24, were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And then we go on to chapter 22. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, and this is kind of the summary of David's life, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. You see it? The evidence of case 24. Through God we shall do valiantly. Does it encourage you and me now too, as we start this new year, to be sure to live our lives ever looking to the Lord and following after him in all our ways? We don't know what giants we face. By the way, someone said, I leave it for you. You know, when David was after Goliath, how many stones did he put in his sling? 5. Did he know about these 4 relatives of Goliath? I don't know. It's just a thought. It's kind of neat to think about it. But how many giants we face in life?
How many gigantic tsunami influences of this ungodly world and tides of wickedness come at us all the time, threatening to undo us and to swallow us up in the way of sin and evil. How many forces are out there today defying God, the God of the Bible, in regards to family, in regards to the only gospel of Jesus Christ, etc., etc.? What about difficult and trying circumstances too that can so be so overwhelming that you wonder, how can I endure in faith and faithfulness? The answer, dear congregation, belonging to Christ is, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Let me mention some other great Bible history stories, only by name, to further encourage us in this way. I'm thinking, for instance, of the true and tremendous story of Noah and the ark, of Joseph in Egypt, of Moses and Joshua, of Gideon and Samson, of Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what about the stories of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Ebed-Melech? And going to the New Testament, think of John the Baptist and Jesus' disciples and Stephen and Paul and so many more. Just take Paul as a New Testament example to expand on for a moment. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24, the apostle tells of enduring 40 stripe whippings at least 5 times and 3 times being beaten with sticks. Once he was stoned, 3 times he suffered and survived shipwreck, and so many more things he went through. He says in 2 Corinthians 11, 26, he was in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of his own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, and so much more, including being delivered out of a mouth of a lion, which may have been a literal lion, or maybe he was speaking symbolically of the Roman Emperor Nero, we're not sure. But we read all this, and then we read in 2 Timothy 4, Paul's very last writings, in verse 18 of that chapter, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever." And then verse 6 to 8 of that same chapter, 2 Timothy 4, the apostle gives this dying testimony, this triumphant testimony, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." You see, with what triumph Paul lived and died in the Lord and in his gospel ways and service. You see, Paul knew seeking and serving the Lord, living ever by his gospel word, even in his days, and in love to the Savior and in love to those around him, he would not be put to shame, not in life, nor in death, nor in eternity beyond. And the apostle, in Jesus' name, tells us, "As God was there for him, so he will be for us and for all who seek and serve the Lord in spirit and truth till the end of the world when Christ returns." God in his triune being and as fully revealed in Christ, the crucified and risen Savior, and in his word, he shall never prove untrustworthy or unhelpful or unreliable. No. But he is the sure refuge. Be sure to realize and be convinced of this. Also, as we begin another new year, all other hopes and helps are false hopes and helps. But blessed are they, we read in Psalm 119, that keep God's testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. We are more than conquerors, as Elder Harbor read from Paul through him that loved us. Yes, no matter what may come at us, from within us, from outside of us, or around us. Through God we shall do valiantly. Do you hear? Notice David doesn't just say, through God I did valiantly, and I hope it will be for you too, the same. No, he's including all who will live in faith and reliance, devotion and dedication in God's ways and in line with his holy word and will. Through God we shall do valiantly. Well, let's move on from the message, from the meaning of our text then, to the message of the text. What is the message of this text? Through God we shall do valiantly. What's the New Year's Day message with this word? It's this. Look to God, beloved. Look to God. Stay with God. Continue with God. Remain with him. Hope in God. Keep focused on him. Keep on, keeping on, ever trusting and following him and his word, and seeking and serving him with his word as your lamp and your light as you travel day by day, step by step. That's the gospel message, at least if you too want a blessed and happy new year. 2016 can be the best for you and me. Indeed, every year can become better still when in God's ways and living in faith and in fellowship in the Lord and ever following after him, no matter what happens, aiming to be faithful to him. Through God we shall do valiantly. The other side of the message is, of course, if you won't seek and serve the Lord, first of all and above all, well, then you can't really expect a good new year either. Then even when things may seem to be going well and your life looks to be going smoothly, still to live apart from God and to go your own way is the way that leads to what? To earthly ruin and to eternal doom under the righteous judgment of God. Without God, you will not do valiantly. You will do miserably. You see, we were made for God. We were made to know and enjoy him and to glorify him. That's what we were made for. How foolish to live life's brief span here being unmindful of God and being mindless about the eternity beyond. The foolish man will not listen to God and his word, Jesus teaches at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And that foolish man, Jesus tells us, his house, his life will fall flat without hope and help in this life and the next, forever without remedy. Let no one of us live 2016 in that way. No, but begin the year rightly by calling on the Lord and committing to trust and obey him by his grace and spirit. For there's no other way to be truly blessed and be a blessing but in this Christian way. So we read, for instance, in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Similarly, we read in Proverbs 4, verse 19 and 18, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. So do we all get the meaning and the message of our text, of our New Year's Day text? Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Don't we fail and falter whenever we think something of this world or something of ourselves or even in the way of sin offers us greater security and fullness of life than what God gives to his people? Isn't that the essence of sin, really? And this essence of foolishness, to think and persuade yourself there is more and better to be found apart from God than with God. How foolish and wrong each time we look away from God to do valiantly. Interestingly, in Psalm 60, this closing verse is given in a context of still fighting many battles and living life in the midst of ongoing conflicts. Whereas in Psalm 108, the same closing verse is more in a context of ongoing praise and confidence in God for His almighty help and gracious mercy and saving power time and again in life's journey. It's like David, I'm not sure when he wrote it, but it's like he wrote Psalm 60 before and while still in the battle, and Psalm 108 after the battle against the Edomites. Altogether, the point is God is so trustworthy in the whole of life and in every detail of life, regardless the conflicts of life. And though sometimes we may feel so weak and helpless and afraid and confused, God is most faithful and ever reliable and the almighty sure shelter and shield for us in life's pilgrimage. You and I don't have to be in control. We don't have to be depending on ourselves for victory. Nor do we have to be looking elsewhere. But time and again we are called to humbly wait on the Lord and His word and to walk in His ways. And we will not be put to shame. Yes, that's the message of our text. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Do you all get the meaning and message of the text? Isn't it such a great comfort to know whatever this year may bring for us, for you and me, wherever we are, whatever we do, whoever we are with, whatever new situations we may come into, wherever we live, however the world may go and others may respond, yet through God we shall do valiantly. You won't forget it, will you? Why don't we even say these words together for a moment as congregation? Let's say it together. Through God we shall do valiantly. Let's do it again. Through God we shall do valiantly. Yes, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. The text makes clear another new year means, yes, another round of challenges coming at us. But we need not fear. No, for through God we shall do valiantly. God, having taken care of our fiercest of foes, and this is the greatest evidence of our text, isn't it? He having taken care of our fiercest of foes, bringing Satan down to defeat with Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection as Savior of sinners, and having overcome sin, Satan, death, and hell, and this world, what need we to fear? Rather, as God said also to Joshua in Joshua 1, verse 7 and 9, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And we read later at the end of Joshua's life, as he testifies to the people of Israel and exhorts them, be sure to stay with God and not to forsake the Lord. Then Joshua says in Joshua 21, verse 45, how God delivered them from all their enemies when they came into Canaan. And quote, there failed not aught or anything at all of any good thing, says Joshua, which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Yes, just as God had promised and said, you see, all verifying the gospel testimony, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. You know what is the clear sign that you and I believingly grasp and truly get the meaning and the message of David's testimony here in Psalm 60 and Psalm 80. You know what the sign is and the evidence? Then we also acknowledge our third point of this sermon, namely the mission with this text. Our mission is, as confessing Christians, that through God we shall do valiantly, our mission is to show and tell others this gospel truth. Verse 4 of Psalm 60 brings this out, where David says, what? Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Do you know that that verse is behind the name of the Banner of Truth radio ministry of our federation, of our churches? That text is what explains the name of the Banner of Truth radio ministry. We've been given a banner that we are to display. Knowing the glad tidings of good things that through God we shall do valiantly, it's our desire to tell others, however great and many and relentless our enemies may be down here, with God, the God of the Bible as revealed in Jesus Christ and all His Word, we have an almighty Savior stronger than all our foes within us and around us. And so you see, we seek to publish the good news. No, not only on the radio, but on the mission fields and in the countless ways of personally reaching out with the gospel and as congregation in word and deed as still available to us in our homes and churches and community and in this whole wide world. We read David say in Psalm 108, in the first verse, what? Oh God, my heart is fixed. Kind of a strange expression, fixed. It's an old expression, meaning my heart is set firm. It's established. For what? For this, I will sing and give praise, even with my glory, meaning his tongue and his whole being, really. And in verse 3, he testifies, doesn't he? I will praise you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto you among the nations. You see, David is intent here. He's fixed on, he's bent on, he's intent on, God helping him, to spread the glory of God and the goodness of God, of his name and of his fame and of this wondrous truth that through him we shall do valiantly in life. And only through him. It is only through God, the God of the Bible, our Savior God, as revealed in the promised Messiah, the great Son of David, Jesus Christ the Lord, the crucified and risen Redeemer, that anyone can really be blessed and be a blessing. Vain is the help of man and the remedy of false religions, for all our salvation and defense. There are so many hopeless, false confidences, false religions, false reliances. Let's be compelled to tell about the true God. All need Jesus as their only Savior and Lord, truly to triumph in life here and now. Yes, in this life and through death and in and through the final judgment day into eternity. We need to declare the gospel continually and unashamedly and passionately, in all humility and integrity and love and care. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Come to him for life, for fullness of life, for abundant life, for eternal life. He is the God of salvation. Through him we shall do valiantly. Well, will you live with this mission for 2016? Isn't this why God keeps his people alive from year to year here on earth? That we might ever seek and serve the Lord and be gospel lights in this world of darkness? Here, let me repeat just some of the quotations in the bulletin for today and see if you identify with them. Listen to Matthew Henry from 400 years ago saying and testifying before God and others, Lord, he wrote and prayerfully resolved, grant that this year I may be more holy and walk more closely than ever in all holy conversation and conduct. Oh, that a golden thread of holiness may run through the whole web of this year. I know, he says, that this is the will of God, that I should be useful. And by his grace I will be. Thou knowest, Lord, it is the top of my ambition in this world to do good and to be serviceable to the honor of Christ and the welfare of precious souls. I ask you, dear congregation, do you and I say amen to what Matthew Henry wrote long ago? And let's not forget to see the connection between his desire to live a personally holy life along with his desire to be truly serviceable to Christ and his neighbor. You can't separate those two things, as sometimes seems to be suggested in our present day. And do we say amen also to what Dr. David Murray wrote not long ago? Again, as we can read in the bulletin, quote, as Christians, we can think about productivity in the best and highest terms. We can be motivated, he says, to live for the good of others and the glory of God and to structure our lives to do this. Life is too short to waste and too valuable to do anything other than stewarding our gifts, talents, time, energy, and enthusiasm to do good for others and bring glory to God. Do you say yes? Yes, that's right. And so I pray, God, even this first day of the new year, that you will help me to live all out for you and for your glory in every sphere of life, and that in all I think, say, and do, both in private and in public, on Sundays, yes, but on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays too. Will we so live? Yes, like Jonathan Edwards too, in his Christian resolutions, all 70, but also resolution 42, resolved frequently to renew the dedication of myself to God. The God who does all things, through whom we can do all things valiantly. Oh, may God so bless his gospel word to us that you and I may know and glow and go on with this gospel testimony. Through God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. That's the way of being truly blessed and of being a real blessing to others as long as life lasts, however many years the Lord may give each of us. Well, thanks be to God that we may read and preach and pray and sing and testify this all still in our times. Through God, we shall do valiantly. See case 24 and more as we begin the new year 2016. Praise God for his everlasting gospel in all generations from year to year till Christ returns. Let us all make the most of it. Ever looking to Jesus, in whom is all our boast, strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.